One of the largest groups most affected by HB2 is the state's public school students. 1.5 million North Carolina students spend most of their day in facilities where they are now prohibited from using restrooms that do not correspond to the sex listed on their birth certificates. This new law conflicts with several school districts' practice of allowing students to use the restrooms that correspond to their gender identity. Jess Clark reports on what some students are saying about the new law.
Hunter Schaefer wore a skirt in public for the first time on the last day of her freshman year at Broughton High School in Raleigh.
I'd kind of been existing in between looking like a guy and looking like a girl, I guess. And this is all like based upon stereotypes, but like wearing that skirt kind of brought me so much closer to feeling like I looked like a girl.
Schaefer is now a junior at the UNC School of the Arts High School. She identifies as a transgender woman, but was designated male at birth. Schaefer looks stereotypically feminine. She wears her blonde hair long, and her eyelashes are coated with light mascara. Hormone therapy prevents her from growing facial hair, which Schaefer says she can't imagine having.
Facial hair just terrified me. Like, that was something that just did not resonate with me at all, and, you know, I can't really, like, explain why. It just was.
Schaefer uses the women's restroom at school. But that means since the passage of HB2, Schaefer is breaking the law each time she goes to the bathroom. The law allows Schaefer to use a gender-neutral restroom, but she says there aren't enough of them.
I've considered starting to use the men's restroom, but I don't know how comfortable I am looking and feeling the way I do. Like, that's not where I belong.
The art student says using the men's room would put her in situations multiple times a day where she may have to explain she is transgender. Schaefer says she's proud of who she is, but that outing herself is still stressful, and using the men's room runs contrary to her identity.
Yeah, it's degrading to be put into a box that you don't fit into.
Welcome, welcome, everyone!
At Broughton High School, where Schaefer went for her freshman and sophomore years, about 30 students are gathered in a German classroom after school to debrief on HB2. Maggie Baim with the Broughton Feminists starts in with a PowerPoint presentation.
They've been referring to this as a bathroom bill, but the thing is this bill is so far-reaching and goes so far beyond bathrooms.
These students have done their research. They have a list of newspaper articles to send out. They know about the multiple provisions of the bill and its economic fallout. Many in this group identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender, or know someone who does. Junior Ellie Bonifant is president of the Sexuality and Gender Acceptance Club. She's close to Schaefer and stood by her through her transition.
Being able to connect it to a person that I knew and someone that I care about a lot very much made the bill hit home more.
But not all high school students have fluid ideas about gender.
When the Charlotte City Council passed their bathroom ordinance, I was immediately fearful.
During the special session lawmakers held to pass HB2, Greenville Christian Academy student Chloe Jefferson spoke out against a Charlotte ordinance that would have allowed people to use restrooms that aligned with their gender identities.
Changing in front of my girl peers is already intimidating enough. Now we add the possibility of males changing and showering alongside me. This is something that makes me, and I'm sure other girls, even more self-conscious. Girls like me should never be forced to undress or shower in the presence of boys.
At the UNC School of the Arts, Schaefer says she'll continue to use the women's restroom, and that no one at school has told her to stop. While she says HB2 has been a source of stress, she hopes debate about it will lead to more understanding of trans issues. Jess Clark, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.